Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, I happy Feast of Jah, Tabernacles, in gathering right here. We're at the intermediate days, but suffice it to say, greetings, shalom, habarim, shalom, Rastafari, habarim, and Chag HaSukkot Sameach. Yes, I, Rastafari, greetings, Zainai Bling.
You live the life you love. You love the life you live. Everything you have in my job will give. Ooh-wee. Breathe I bring from Jah to all ragamuffin. Ooh-wee. Greetings I bring from Jah. For all the diamonds and the money and pearls, I hope you let the music keep playing all the world. No matter what the price, cause the music is nice. Oh, you look at this and I look at this and I hate. Whoa, 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 breathing, I breathe from down.
I'm gonna be by the stone, bitch, I'm gonna die.
So it's a cute and pretty, and his skin soft, it's soft and nice, it's a bit. But no one not on, yeah, so me no one not on, girl. Can't on, girl, them a damn criminal. But no one not on, yeah, so me no one not on, girl. Can't on, girl, them a damn criminal. Yeah, they can't cook, to me they can't press. Yeah, they can't cook, but if you know they can't press. They can't even see how they create with them rest.
Pull the move, 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 pull musician. Put it to Rossi, that's the jumpa. Cause you love man, I make the good time roll. Some love it at a missus, some love it full. Tell you you love man to let the good time roll. Peace parish that and peace parish school. Some love rubber dove 9 days old. Some love rocket and some love the soul. Here you love man a go no rock and roll. Come on up baby, let the good time go. Come on up baby, let the chill your soul. Come on up baby, let the good time go. Roll all night long. Come on up baby, I could never meet. Come on up baby, come give me your key. Come on up baby, let the good time roll. Roll all night long. Cause pull the move, pull the move. Pull to ratty that the move. Pull the move, pull the move. Pull to ratty that the move. Pull the jam, pull the jam. Pull to ratty that the jam. Pull the jump, pull the jump. Pull to ratty that the jump. A yellow man, I'm from the night of the town. With a uptown, with a downtown. In a yard town, a grown town. Franklin town, a Harriman.
She say, no pussy there, do one pussy there. She say, no pussy there, make sure do one pussy there. She say, no pussy there, do one pussy there. She say, no pussy there, make sure do one pussy there. When they pussy pan the table, she say, do one pussy there. When they pussy pan the buffet, she say, do one pussy there. When they pussy to the closet, she say, do one pussy there. When they pussy pan the dresser, she say, do one pussy there. When they pussy pan the chair, she say, do one pussy there. When they pussy to the purse, she say, make it down there. If I fear young kid, and I used to fling it down there. It's in there, it's in there.
Now you come another call to action, first satisfaction. The my selection and you like penicillin injection. I yellow man come to rock the nation and tell everyone, do it ya, exclusive one. You could have never hide from ya. Can't tell you say you could have never hide from ya. Come on and say you could have never hide from ya. Come on, I say you get away from man, but you no get away from ya. You get away from man, but you no get away from ya. You get away from man, but you no get away from ya. My father's house, there is many mansions. My father's house, there is many mansions. You can't go to Zion with your ammunition. You can't go to Zion with your ammunition. You coulda never hide from ya. Some man I say you coulda never hide from ya. Cause you say you coulda never hide from ya. Come on, I say me walking through the jungles of Africa. Come on, me walking through the jungles of Africa. Cause when you stick together like a stamp and a letter, love one another like sister and brother. Say, live together like a stamp and a letter. Beg your honor, your mother and father. I beg your respect, your brothers and sisters. I beg your honor, your mother and father. Cause say you coulda never hide from Jah. Come on, I say you coulda never hide from Jah. Come on, when the sun comes down and the earth get hot, in control the moon and in control the sun, in control all who a fire them gun. So let's have fun and don't bother run. I say you coulda never hide from Jah. Cause you say you coulda never hide from Jah. Come on, I say the sun comes down and the earth get hot. What that we me say? What that we me do? You coulda never hide from Jah. I tell you say you coulda never hide from Jah. I tell you say you crawl like a sinner, you be jumping by your nails. You crawl like a sinner, we be dripping by your nails. You end up in a jail and you can't get bail. You end up in a jail and you can't get bail. Cause everything you do me say you know you will fail. Your mother can't help you. Come let me tell you, say your father can't help you. Come let me tell you, say your sister can't help you. And me I tell you, say your brother can't help you. How will me say, I Uncle Jaja can't keep you. No one me say, you coulda never hide from Jah. I tell you, say you coulda never hide from Jah. I tell you, say you coulda never hide from Jah. You know why? Cause I love Jah, Rastafari. Cause everywhere me go, a Jah a guide I. No matter what you do, me say no matter if you try. No matter what you do, I mean no matter where you try. A Jaja a guide I. Cause let me tell you, say a Jaja a keep me. How will me say, Jaja over me, in my rule over me. Jaja over me, in my rule over me. Hey, over me, Jaja rule over me. You coulda never hide from Jah. You coulda never hide from Jah. Come on, you make love go, but make love stay. Nobody feel no way, and you be here with me say. You run to the rock, there's no turning back. And with them up go run when Jah right time come. The wicked up go meet like a butt again son. The wicked up go meet like a butt again son. I say you coulda never hide from Jah. Choman, I say you coulda never hide from Jah.
Can't hide from Jah. So show up, show up, show up. Keep the appointment. Keep Jah's appointment. Yeah, here in the season right here. We're at the intermediate days. Here we're on the intermediate days. Here we're at the first of the intermediate days of the 7 days of tabernacles, of ingathering, booths, huts. The Torah reading, we have it from Exodus, Shemot, Exodus chapter 33. Focus verses, verse 12, chapter 34, verse 26. Fire key offering, Numbers chapter 29, verses 17 to 22. In the Haftarah, the prophet's reading, we have Ezekiel chapter 38, focus verses 18 to chapter 39, verse 16. And in the Brit Chadashah, the new covenant, the renewed covenant readings, we have the Epistle of Yaakov, the Epistle of Jacob, a.k.a. also known as the Epistle of James, right here, 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 first intermediate day. So we have, of the 7 days, we have like four, right, intermediate days, seeing that the first and the last days are Shabbat, Shabbaton, our rest days, set apart days. So here, 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 the intermediate days, usually these days, ones may return to work, you know, where we're fulfilling this in the land in the fullness. So we're looking at what Jah has commanded and then in grace doing what I and I can do right here, here, here for the feast of ingathering, the feast of booths here at the end, as it were, at the end of the year. Very important theme right here is the sun cycle. Here we have, I think it's the word is what, Tekufat, the sun cycle, the end of one of the cycles of the sun, right? The solar sun, right? Here, here, here we see the season changing around this time also with the equinox, equal light and night, as it were. Also building the sukkahs, the huts, the tabernacles. One ancient tradition said that it should have like an equal amount of light and shade. As we are transitioning here in this particular time of the year, I'd like to play this tune, share this tune by St. Peter, a.k.a. Peter Tosh. Here comes the sun. The sun cycle changing up right here, here, here. Here we're at day three of the 7 days of tabernacles, the first of the intermediate days of the feast, the festival, Chag HaSukkot Sameach, happy, happy, happy tabernacles in gathering.
Darling, it's been a long, long, lonely winter. Little darling, it seems like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun, here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right. Little darling, the smiles are returning to their places. Little darling, it seems like years since they've been there. But here comes the sun, here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right. Darling, I see the icy slowly melting. Little darling, it seems like years since they've been there. here comes the sun. There goes the snow, and I say, it's all right. I see the icy slowly melting. Little darling, it seems like years since they've been there. Here comes the sun, there goes the snow, and I say, it's all right, it's all right. Darling, the smiles are returning to their place. Little darling, it seems like years since they've been there. Here comes the sun. I say, here comes the sun. She said, it's all right.
Just to back it up scripturally, biblically here, Exodus chapter 23, verse 16, and it reads, and the feast of harvest, the first fruits of thy labors which thou hast sown in the field, and the feast of ingathering, here Sukkot, Chag HaSukkot, the feast of tabernacles, booths, huts, Feast of Sukkot, also known as the Feast of Ingathering, Chag HaSeis, of Ingathering, that is in the end of the year. Now, here's what's interesting is that here is the seventh month when we count from the first month of months, from the April, May time here, we're in the seventh month. But it's the end of the what we refer to as the ecclesiastical, the kahal, which is the gathering together, the church. You could say the Hebrew church year, because here we have the seven appointments, seven feasts, the seven festivals, and here we're at the seven of the sevens. Here at the seven of the sevens. So here where it says in Exodus chapter 23 and 16, connecting the feast of ingathering. So the two harvests, the early rain, the latter rain, the early harvest, the later harvest. We have Shavuot, or what some may refer to in the New Covenant sense as Pentecost, the 50th day. And then we have here tabernacles in gathering at the end of, we'd say, the churchical year, where we have the seven appointments, the three times that occur in the three times, the seven feasts, the Mo'edei Yahuwah, the Mo'edim of Jehovah. When thou hast gathered in thy labors out of the field. So here, the end of the year in the sense of the end of the churchical year with the three times that all the males of Yisrael to gather to observe the seven appointments. So here we're in the seventh of the seven appointments here with the Feast of Ingathering Tabernacles. And here in this season, September 20th to September 27th and September 27th on the Ethiopia Kingdom of God and True Church and the Professing Church, the Ethiopian Orthodox Wahido Church, we have September 27th, Mescal, or the finding of the true cross. Once again, just to give ear and go over this and just hear it just one time here, Leviticus chapter 23, Alexander Scorby reading the KJV right here.
Chapter 23. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, concerning the feasts of the Lord, which ye shall proclaim to be holy convocations, even these are my feasts. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of rest and holy convocation. Ye shall do no work therein. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings. These are the feasts of the Lord, even holy convocations, which ye shall proclaim in their seasons. In the 14th day of the first month at even is the Lord's Passover. And on the 15th day of the same month is the feast of unleavened bread unto the Lord. 7 days ye must eat unleavened bread. In the first day ye shall have an holy convocation. Ye shall do no servile work therein, but ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord 7 days. In the seventh day is an holy convocation. Ye shall do no servile work therein. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, When ye be come into the land which I give unto you, and shall reap the harvest thereof, then ye shall bring a sheaf of the first fruits of your harvest unto the priest. And he shall wave the sheaf before the Lord to be accepted for you. On the morrow after the Sabbath the priest shall wave it. And ye shall offer that day when ye wave the sheaf, an he lamb without blemish of the first year, for a burnt offering unto the Lord. And the meat offering thereof shall be 2/10 deals of fine flour mingled with oil, an offering made by fire unto the Lord for a sweet savour. And the drink offering thereof shall be of wine, the fourth part of an hin. And ye shall eat neither bread, nor parched corn, nor green ears, until the selfsame day that ye have brought an offering unto your God. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations in all your dwellings. And ye shall count unto you from the morrow after the Sabbath, from the day that ye brought the sheaf of the wave offering, 7 Sabbaths shall be complete. Even unto the morrow after the 7th Sabbath shall ye number 50 days, and ye shall offer a new meat offering unto the Lord. Ye shall bring out of your habitations 2 wave loaves of 2/10 deals. They shall be of fine flour. They shall be baken with leaven. They are the first fruits unto the Lord. And ye shall offer with the bread 7 lambs without blemish of the first year, and 1 young bullock, and 2 rams. They shall be for a burnt offering unto the Lord, with their meat offering and their drink offerings, even an offering made by fire of sweet savour unto the Lord. Then ye shall sacrifice 1 kid of the goats for a sin offering, and 2 lambs of the first year for a sacrifice of peace offerings. And the priest shall wave them with the bread of the first fruits for a wave offering before the Lord with the 2 lambs. They shall be holy to the Lord for the priest. And ye shall proclaim on the selfsame day that it may be an holy convocation unto you. Ye shall do no servile work therein. It shall be a statute forever in all your dwellings throughout your generations. And when ye reap the harvest of your land, thou shalt not make clean riddance of the corners of thy field when thou reapest, neither shalt thou gather any gleaning of thy harvest. Thou shalt leave them unto the poor and to the stranger. I am the Lord your God. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, In the 7th month, in the 1st day of the month, shall ye have a Sabbath, a memorial of blowing of trumpets, and holy convocation. Ye shall do no servile work therein, but ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Also on the 10th day of this 7th month, there shall be a day of atonement. It shall be an holy convocation unto you, and ye shall afflict your souls, and offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord. And ye shall do no work in that same day, for it is a day of atonement, to make an atonement for you before the Lord your God. For whatsoever soul it be that shall not be afflicted in that same day, he shall be cut off from among his people. And whatsoever soul it be that doeth any work in that same day, the same soul will I destroy from among his people. Ye shall do no manner of work. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations in all your dwellings. It shall be unto you a Sabbath of rest, and ye shall afflict your souls. In the 9th day of the month at even, from even unto even, shall ye celebrate your Sabbath. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, The 15th day of this 7th month shall be the feast of tabernacles for 7 days unto the Lord. On the 1st day shall be an holy convocation. Ye shall do no servile work therein. 7 days ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord. On the 8th day shall be an holy convocation unto you, and ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord. It is a solemn assembly, and ye shall do no servile work therein. These are the feasts of the Lord, which ye shall proclaim to be holy convocations, to offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord, a burnt offering, and a meat offering, a sacrifice and drink offerings, everything upon his day, beside the Sabbaths of the Lord, and beside your gifts, and beside all your vows, and beside all your free will offerings which ye give unto the Lord. Also in the 15th day of the 7th month, when ye have gathered in the fruit of the land, ye shall keep a feast unto the Lord 7 days. On the 1st day shall be a Sabbath, and on the 8th day shall be a Sabbath. And ye shall take you on the 1st day the boughs of goodly trees, branches of palm trees, and the boughs of thick trees, and willows of the brook, and ye shall rejoice before the Lord your God 7 days. And ye shall keep it a feast unto the Lord 7 days in the year. It shall be a statute forever in your generations. Ye shall celebrate it in the 7th month. Ye shall dwell in booths 7 days. All that are Israelites born shall dwell in booths, that your generations may know that I made the children of Israel to dwell in booths when I brought them out of the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. And Moses declared unto the children of Israel the feasts of the Lord.
Yes, 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 there, the feast, the 7 feasts, from 1 to 7, here we're at the 7th, the 7th, and this feast right here.
Well, let the righteous be glad, let them rejoice before God, before God, before God, before
God. The Rastafari, Jah, the Rastafari, Jah, the Rastafari.
Yes, I rejoicing, offering instead of the debtors, the calves of iron, I lift, and of course, the fire, the fire offering. And take note, it's a harvest, it's the latter harvest right here, Don Carlos, day of harvest. Yes, sir.
Shall clean out the bad seeds, yeah, and separate them from the good, cause the day of harvest is near. Whoa, 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 whoa. Shall clean out the bad seeds, yeah, and separate them from the good, cause the day of harvest is near.
Cause just a lot of minutes we don't, they'll have the season.
harvest, hebraically here, is twofold. First, there's a natural harvest, the income of the crops and the cattle and the creatures, the livestock of the land. So the increase, the natural, the earthly type, and then also the heavenly type, the fruit of the spirit, the fruit of the Irit, as it speaks in the scripts of the, I think nine, you can count about nine gifts of the spirit. The Irit, and here today's daily psalm, according to the royal order, just to see how it comes together. Together we have Psalm 131, and Psalm 131 in the season also has a gathering harvest. There's a harvest scene. So embedded in many of the psalms, especially the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, when we chant them, when we rise them up, corresponding with the high Hebrew, the Hebrew high, Isla days, holy days, and the trod, we see a resonance, a rhema, like a right now revelation. Here we have Psalm 131, Mizmor Kof Lamed Aleph, Psalm CXXXI, and it's seen the humble spirit, the humble Irish, right here, here, here. So it's a gem. Today's daily psalm is Lickle, but it's Talua. Three verses, right? It's a psalm of ascents. Now the Hama'alot, some would say, or Hama'alot, 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 the Aliyah, the going up, even the going up to Yerushalayim, even the going up to Jerusalem. Because Jerusalem is an elevation, the mountains round about Jerusalem, both in its first type, right, and then in the prophetic type concerning Ethiopia as well, right here, here, here. Are ye not as the children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel? So we're going to ride up with Psalm 131, but we also have, right here, we have the word sounds, the calves of Ionai lips, you know, the agitation of Ionai hearts here, Exodus chapter 33, verses 12 to chapter 34, verse 26, Numbers chapter 29, verse 17 to verse 22. We also have Ezekiel chapter 38, focus verses, verses 18 to Ezekiel 39, 16. And from the New Testament scriptures, we have Yaakov, the first bishop of Jerusalem, the first bishop of Jerusalem, the shepherd, right, of the disciples then, brother of the Lord. We have Yaakov, we have James, right, the full of the book of James, read and meditated on the first of the intermediate days. So the first of the intermediate days of these 7 days begin at the third day of the feast, the festival. And we have four intermediate days, yes, and also readings here. So also in the intermediate days and for the Shabbat that occurs during the Shabuah, the week-long, the Shabuah-long celebration, we have Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes is a meditation, traditionally speaking, that was meditated on in the sukkah, in the hut, in the booth, during this particular time, which is a very interesting meditation, corresponding with dwelling in booths. Why does Jah have us dwell in booths? Is to recall the way of our ancestors and patriarchs as they move through, as they move through the wilderness. So even here and moving through this wilderness, even this wilderness of this north country, here in this time of fulfillment of prophecy, we meditate, iditate in Ionai proverbial sukkah. Yes, I, Rastafari. So here, the connection with Jerusalem and the connection with the Psalms that are seen, songs of ascent. So the Jerusalem, the Yerushalayim vibe is very, very important. And here, 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 all right, let's share this one right here, here, here. Berhana Selassie, have a Bob Marley tune right here. Jerusalem, Jerusalem. Yes, I'm going to bring it forward, forward, forward. But this here from the Sheba Choir on Sheba. Shemala, Shemala, Garajin, Jerusalem, Dana. Is our country Jerusalem, yes? Shimala. Shimala, Shimala, Agarachin, Agarachin, our country, Jerusalem. Jerusalem, Dena is our country, Jerusalem. Well, now Jerusalem, Jerusalem in its highest, in the higher heights, is not so much the place as it be or as it were, but it's speaking of the people, and more specifically, it's speaking of the soul of Jah people. One heart, right? One soul. Yes, I. Here, here, here.
We don't care who likes this or not, as long as we know it's the truth. As long as we know it's the truth.
Every law is illegal.
Every government upon the case with this earth today is illegal.
Come, we go up at Jerusalem one more time. Come with a hop at Jerusalem one more time. We have to pray, yes we have to pray. We have to pray for the judgment day. So come with a hop at Jerusalem one more time. Men see their dreams and aspirations crumble in front of their face, and all of their wicked intention to destroy the human race. Oh, I believe. Oh, I believe. Oh, I believe in greater music. Out of Ethiopia one more time. Come we go up by Ethiopia one more time. We are go pray, yes, we are go pray. We are go sing to Milton only night and day. So come we go up by Ethiopia one more time.
People to the promised land, the music, reggae, the king's music, king's message of the king's good news with the gospel, the good news of salvation. Going to ride up right here for the day three, the intermediate day, but first this right here, Ras Johnny and DJ Calm, here, some Ethiopian reggae music, king's music, praises, Isis, here.
Everything is higher.
Come! Yes!
Rajai!
Allah!
Jerusalem!
Yes, sir!
Allah!
Wagwan, Ethiopia! From Dubai for the love of Ethiopia, Africa land, shine to Africa, divide the people, something is magical. Ethiopia is the reggae capital. I pray, yes, I wanna visit ya. I pray, major blessed ya. No way, not gonna leave it now. Day after day, I can't believe it now.
Yes, yes, that was DJ Calm and Rosh Johnny. Jerusalem, Jerusalem tune right there, So here for the first of the intermediate days, the third day, we're going to ride up. We have Psalm 131. I'm going to get into that, right? But first, this right here for the intermediate day of the seven days of Tabernacle, and also know there's an eighth day as well, but first at seven, then we have the Shemini Atzeret, that seal up day, but here, within the seven, before moving forward to the eight, we have the Sukkot overview, right? It's a season of I joy, in the Hebrew, Zeman, Simchateinu, Zeman, like the Adith Zemen. Adith Zemen in the Royal Amharic and the Lasana Negusa Neges language, the tongue of the King of Kings, Lasana Negusa Neges. Adis, new, Zemen, the new age, Adis Zemen, as it has been announced by Gurmawi Negusa Neges from said time, just to link the word Zemen, right, age, and the Hebrew Zaman, which means season. So the season, the age, Zaman Simchateinu, the season of I and I joy. So here we have the seventh and final feast given to Israel, which is called Sukkot, or the Feast of Tabernacles, the Chag HaSukkot, the Feast of Tabernacles, of booths, of huts. During this time, this Iowa, many of Jah people, families, they construct a sukkah, right, a booth, a hut, a temporary dwelling to remember how the Israelites, the B'nai Yisrael, lived during their 40-year sojourn, or some might say wandering in the wilderness, but eventually making it to the promised land in that new generation after the exodus from Mitzrayim, a.k.a. Egypt, Kibbutz, Egypt, the Kemet, in other words, Mitzrayim, the Hebraic. Now later, after the B'nai Yisrael, as they entered the land of promise, Sukkot was associated with the time of the year that's called the fall festival, the fall harvest time, and came to be known also as the Chag HaAsif. The Chag, the feast, Ha, the Asif. Asif in gathering, as we have the name of one of the choristers of David, often in some of the Psalms of David. We have a psalm of Asaf, from that root to gather, even Asifah to broaden. Asifah, interesting there, the link in the Royal Amharic in the Hebrew, Asifah in that sense. But here, in the Hebrew, the sense of gathering. So asif, gathering or in-gathering. The in-gathering of the harvest at the end of the year. At the end of the year. So right here, let's ride up. Right, with the offering, the word, sound, and power, Exodus, and the Torah reading, the prophet's reading, Ezekiel. And we have in the new covenant, the renewed covenant, New Testament reading, James. But first this here. Yes, I. That's the follow.
Baruch ata Adonai. Baruch Abba Yerushalayim. Baruch Ata Adonai. Baruch Abba Yerushalayim.
So here, Hear, hear, Shema Yisrael, hear. Yes, I.
Chabarim, shalom, 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 Chag HaAsif, Sameach. The reading for this Chag HaSukkot, for the Shabbat, from the Torah, Exodus chapter 33, verse 12, to Exodus chapter 34, verse 26. B'shem ha'ab v'habein v'ruach ha'kadosh yahuwah ahad. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one he who be, who he be. Second book of Moshe, Hebrew book of Exodus, the Sefer Shemot, Exodus chapter 33, verse 12. Moshe's prayer, Moses' prayer, Yahweh's answer, Jehovah's answer. Verse 12. Vayomer Moshe el Yahuwah re'e ata omer elai ha'ala eta ha'amma hazeh ve'ata lo ho'dai tani et Asher tishalach imi ve'ata amarta yedai tika b'shema ve'gama matzata chen b'aynai. And Moses said to the Yahweh, see, thou sayest to me, bring up this people, and thou hast not let me know whom thou wilt send with me. Yet thou, the I, hast said, I know thee, I, by name, and thou hast also found grace in my sight. Now, therefore, I pray thee, I, if I have found grace in thy sight, shew me now thy way, that I may know thee, I, that I may find grace in thy sight, and consider that this nation is thy people. And he said, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. Vayomer panai yeleku wa ha ni hoti la e la e la e la. And he said to him, if thy presence go not with me, carry us not up hence from here, for wherein shall it be known here that I am thy people have found grace in thy sight? Is it not in that thou goest with us? So shall we be separated, I and thy people, from all the people that are upon the face of the earth. And Yahweh said to Moshe, I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken, for thou hast found grace in my sight, and I know thee, I, by name, I, by name, I, by name. Moshe, by name. Moses seeks a new vision for the new task. Verse 18. And he said, I beseech thee, shew me thy glory. And he said, I will make all my glory pass before thee, I, and I will proclaim the name of the Yahweh before thee, I, and will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and I will shew mercy on whom I will shew mercy. Mercy. And he said, thou canst not see my face, for there shall no man see me and live. And Yahweh said, behold, there is a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon a rock. And it shall come to pass, while my glory passeth by, that I will put thee, I, in the cleft of the rock, and will cover thee, I, with my hand while I pass by. And I will take away mine hand, and thou shalt see my back parts, but my face shall not be seen. Second book of Moshe, Hebrew book of Exodus, Exodus chapter 34. The second tables, the second tablets of the law of Ha-Torah. And the Yahweh said to Moshe, hew thee, I, two tables, tablets of stone, like to the first, and I will write upon these tablets, tables, the words, the barim, that were in the first tables, tablets, which thou breakest, and be ready in the morning, and come up in the morning to Mount Sinai, and present thyself there to me in the top of the mount, and no man shall come up with thee, I, neither let any man be seen throughout all the mount, neither let the flocks nor herds feed before that mount. And he hewed two tables, two tablets of stone like to the first. And Moses rose up early in the morning and went up into Har Sinai, Mount Sinai, as the Yahweh commanded him, and took in his hands the two tables, tablets of stone. The new vision, verse 5. And the Yahweh descended in the cloud and stood with him there, and proclaim the name of the And the Yahweh descended in the cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed the name of the Yahweh. Yareda Yahuwah bi'anan. Vayita yaseba imosham. Vayikra bishema yashema. And the Yahweh passed by before him and proclaimed, the Lord, the Yahweh, El, the good God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth. Vaya ibor Yahuwah ala panayo. Vayikra Yahuwah. Yahuwah el rachum ve hanun rekapayim ve rav chesed ve emet. Keeping mercy to the thousandth generation, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, and that will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers, the patriarchs, upon the children, and upon the children's children, to the third and to the fourth Allah b'nei vanim, Allah shileshim, with Allah reba'im. And Moses made haste, and bowed his head toward the earth, and worshipped. And he said, if now I have found grace in thy sight, O Adonai, O Adonai, Vayomer imana, Masati, Chena be, Aineka, Adonai, Adonai, Aineka, Adonai, Vekira benu, Kia ama, Keshe, Orek, Hu, with Sa lehta la eonenu ulla hatatenu una helatanu tanu tanu. And he said, if now I have found grace in thy sight, O Adonai, let Adonai Adonai, I pray thee, I go in the midst of us, for it is a stiff-necked people. Pardon our iniquity and our chatiyat, our lack, our akri, and take us for thine inheritance. The renewed commission, verse 10. And he said, behold, I make a covenant. Before all thy people, I will do marvels, such as have not been done in all the earth, nor in any nation. And all the people among which thou art shall see the work of the Yahweh. For it is a terrible thing that I will do with thee, I. Observe thou that which I command thee I this day. Behold, I drive out before the eye the Amorite and the Canaanite and the Hittite and the Perizzite and the Hivite and the Jebusite. Take heed to thyself, lest thou make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land, where thou goest, lest it be for a snare in the midst of thee, I. But ye, y'all, shall destroy their altars, break their images, and cut down their groves. For thou shalt worship no other Elohim. For the Yahweh, whose name is zealous Elohim. Lest thou make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land, and they go a-whoring after their Elohim and do sacrifice to their Elohim. And one call thee, and thou eat of his sacrifice, and thou take of their daughters to thy sons, and their daughters go a-whoring after their Elohim, and make thy sons go a-whoring after their Elohim. Thou shalt make thee no molten Elohim gods. The feast and the Sabbaths again enjoined. Verse 18. The feast of unleavened bread shalt thou keep. 7 days thou shalt eat unleavened bread as I commanded thee, in the time the Iowa of the moon of Abib. For in the moon, the month Abib, thou camest out from Egypt, Mitzrayim. All that openeth the matrix is mine, and every firstling among thy cattle, whether ox or sheep, that is male. But the firstling of an ass thou shalt redeem with a lamb, and if thou redeem him not, then shalt thou break his neck. All the firstborn of thy sons thou shalt redeem, and none shall appear before me empty. 6 days thou shalt work, but on the seventh day thou shalt rest. In airing time and in harvest thou shalt rest. And thou shalt observe the feast of weeks of the first fruits of wheat harvest, and the feast of ingathering at the year's end. Thrice in the year, in the Shana, shall all your men children, your male children, appear before Ha'adon Yahuwah Elohei Yisrael, shall appear before the Adawan, Yahuwah, he who be who he be, Elohei Yisrael, the Elohim of Yisrael. For I will cast out the Goyim, the nations, before thee, and enlarge thy borders. Neither shall any man desire thy land. When thou shalt go up to appear, Lifnei Yahuwah Eloheka, trice, 3 times in the Shana, trice in the year, thou shalt not offer the blood of my sacrifice with leaven, neither shall the sacrifice of the feast of Passover, Pesach, Fasika, be left to the morning. The first of the first fruits of thy land thou shalt bring to the house of Yahweh Eloheka, the Yahweh, thy Elohim. Thou, the eye, shalt not see the kid in his mother's milk. Kabur l'kalu, kabur l'dimtzu, kabur l'chaylu, glory to the word, glory to the sound, glory to the power. Kabur l'abinu, l'melkenu. Lekadamawi Haila Selase Beshem Yeshua HaMoshiach. Amen. Glory to I and I, Father, and I King, the first power of the Trinity, in the name of Jesus Christos. Amen.
Perfect. Blessed, Moriah,
Fire key offerings right here. Yes, sir.
On the second day, ye shall offer 12 young bullocks, 2 rams, 14 lambs of the first year without spot. And their meat offering and their drink offerings for the bullocks, for the rams, and for the lambs shall be according to their number after the manner. And 1 kid of the goats for a sin offering, beside the continual burnt offering and the meat offering thereof and their drink offerings. And on the third day, 11 bullocks, 2 rams, 14 lambs of the first year without blemish. And their meat offering and their drink offerings for the bullocks, for the rams, and for the lambs shall be according to their number after the manner. And 1 goat for a sin offering beside the continual burnt offering and his meat offering and his drink offering.
Yes, yes, yes. Fire.
Blessed. More fire.
What a sound offering. Here.
And on the third day, 11 bullocks, 2 rams, 14 lambs of the first year without blemish. And their meat offering and their drink offerings for the bullocks, for the rams, and for the lambs shall be according to their number after the manner. And 1 goat for a sin offering beside the continual burnt offering and his meat offering and his drink offering.
And forward here to the Haftarah, the prophet's reading, Ezekiel. Yes, Rastafari.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu, melech ha'olam, asher bachar b'nebiim tobim, ve'ratzach b'debereihem, ha'ne'amarim ba'emet. Baruch atah Adonai, ha'bocher b'torah u'moshe abdo, ובישראל עמו, ובנביאי האמת והצדק. Blessed art thou, Adonai, Eloheinu, eternal King, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed art thou, Adonai, who chooses the Torah and Moses, his servant, and Israel, his people, and the prophets of truth and righteousness.
Shema Yisrael, Shema Rastafari. Yeah.
Book of Ezekiel, chapter 38, verse 18 to 39, verse 16.
And it shall come to pass at the same time when Gog shall come against the land of Yisrael, saith the sovereign Yahweh, Buruku, that my fury shall come up in my face.
For in my jealousy and in the fire of my wrath have I spoken. Surely in that day there shall be a great shaking in the land of Yisrael, so that the fishes of the sea, and the fowls of heaven, and the beasts of the field, and all creeping things that creep upon the earth, and all the men that are upon the face of the earth, shall shake at my presence. And the mountains shall be thrown down, and the steep places shall fall, and every wall shall fall to the ground. And I will call for a sword against them throughout all my mountains, saith the sovereign Yahweh Buruku. Every man's sword shall be against his brother, and I will plead against him with pestilence and with blood, and I will rain upon him and upon his bands and upon the many people that are with him, and overflowing rain and great hailstones, issah, fire and brimstone. Thus will I magnify myself and sanctify myself, and I will be known in the eyes of many nations. They shall know that I am Yahweh, Buruku. Chapter 39, verse 1. Therefore, thou son of man, prophesy against Gog, and say, thus saith Haggai Yahweh, Buruku, behold, I am against thee, O Gog, the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal. I will turn thee back and leave thee but the sixth part of thee, and I will cause thee to come up from the north parts, and will bring thee upon the mountains of Israel. And I will smite thy bow out of thy left hand, and I will cause thine arrows to fall out of thy right hand. Thou shalt fall upon the mountains of Israel, thou and all thy band, and the people that is with thee. I will give thee to the ravenous birds of every sort, and to the beasts of the field to be devoured. Thou shalt fall upon the open field, for I have spoken it, saith the Sovereign Yahweh Buruku. And I will send a fire on Magog, and on them that dwell carelessly in the islands, and they shall know that I am Yahweh Buruku. So will I make my holy name known in the midst of my people Yisrael, and I will not let them pollute my holy name anymore. And the heathen shall know that I am Yahweh, the Holy One in Israel, the Kadosh An Bet Yisrael. Behold, it is come, and it is done, saith the Sovereign Yahweh. This is the day whereof I have spoken. And they that dwell in the cities of Israel shall go forth, and shall set fire, and burn the weapons, both the shields and the bucklers, the bows and the arrows, and the head staffs and the spears, and they shall burn them with fire 7 years, so that they shall take no wood out of the field, neither cut down any out of the forest. For they shall burn the weapons with fire, and they shall spoil those that spoiled them, and rob those that robbed them, saith the Sovereign Yahweh, he who be who he be, who. And it shall come to pass in that day that I will give to Gog a place there of graves in Yisrael, the valley of the passengers on the east of the sea. And it shall stop the nose of the passengers. And there shall they bury Gog and all his multitude, and they shall call it the valley of Haman Gog. In 7 months shall the house of Yisrael be burying them, that they may cleanse the land. Yea, all the people of the land shall bury them, and it shall be to them a renown, the day that I shall be glorified, saith the Sovereign Yahweh Buruku. And they shall sever out men of continual employment, passing through the land to bury with the passengers those that remain upon the face of the earth, to cleanse it. And after the end of 7 months shall they search. And the passengers that pass through the land, when any seeth a man's bones, then shall he set up a sign by it, till the buriers have buried it in the valley of Hamongog. And also the name of the city shall be Hamona. Thus shall they cleanse the land. Amen. Glory to whom words sound in power. Let the words of thy mouth and the meditation of thy and thy heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Jah, Rastafari. Bishop Yeshua. Amen.
Yes, 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 the prophet's reading. Very, very interesting. But first, let's make
let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God.
Glad! Rastafari. Glad! Rastafari. Glad! Rastafari.
Yes, I give thanks. Rastahar Ahad. Emerald music. Right there, there, there. Woo! Yeah. Did you hear? Did you hear? Did you give ear and hear? It's interesting, the prophecy that the ear can hear right there. This is a time in the season, as we mentioned before, of praying for the rains. I'm praying for the rains to come. There are special prayers that begin from here going forward to Pesach, going forward to the Passover season, the beginning of the churchical year, the ecclesiastical year, where we begin off again with the seven feasts from the first. So here we are at the seventh of the seven right here. Now, just very interesting, we're going to ride up with the Brit Chadasha, the New Covenant, New Testament reading, James, the Epistle of James, give thanks to Ras, Ayas, and Tafari right there. We have a full of full. The fullness of James, the connection here in the season with the book of James. But just to zoom in, like just to zoom in on some things that the ear heard and perhaps some of the eye, maybe we have to just rewind and then come again, you know, with Ezekiel chapter 38. The Ezekiel chapter 38 reading, chapter 38, verse 18. Let's go to the Schofield Study Bible right here. And as His Majesty says, as Kedemawi Haile Selassie says, I and I may elaborate. Just elaborate a little right here. We know that the rain and the use of the rain in the prophetic sense of Ezekiel is that rain of judgment. upon them. But this is a season of time, as Sukkot or Tabernacles is a water festival. Water is very much connected. The prayers for rain, for the upcoming season coming forward at the beginning of the church called the Holy Year in the April, May, the month of Abib, Ababa time. So here we have the prophecy against Gog, the themes of Gog and Magog. Ones might have heard about Gog and Magog and the various different interpretations or applications. But here the prophet reading here on the third day of the feast, the festival, which is the first of the intermediate days. Intermediate days basically means that on the first and the last days, they are Shabbaton, they are Sabbaths, they are rest days, as the weekly Sabbath is a rest day from one's servile or occupational labor. But here on the intermediate days in the land, ones may resume work, resume whatever their occupational labor be until we come to the seventh and the fulfillment. But here, Ezekiel chapter 38, the prophecy against God, the prophecy against God and the link with judgment, the theme of judgment, right? And then in chapter 39 to verse 16, we have a continuance, right? There's some themes here that hopefully we'll get to go into more, because many have gone over this area and, you know, speculated and pointed out even certain factual things concerning the world order, the Gentile world order, you know, and who these different nations may be, like where it speaks about Meshech, some connect that either with Moscow or the Rosh, the North, speaking of Russia, America, the so-called Cold War, and certain things that we see going on right now, even in these days and times. But here, just to move it forward, of course, the Torah reading, the reading from Torah, we had Exodus. So how does Exodus chapter 33, verses 12 to chapter 34, verse 26, what is the link? Is there a link between these two readings, one the reading from HaTorah and one from the Haftarah, or the prophet's reading? Is there a link right here? We have Exodus, right, chapter 33, Exodus chapter 33 and verse 12. Let's just go to the scope here just to review. This is Moses, Moshe's prayer, and Jehovah's answer. Moses' prayer and Jehovah's answer. Then we have in verse 38, Moses seeks a new vision. This section is viewed as Moses seeking a new vision for the new task. And this is after the golden, what's called the golden calf, but in scripture, the molten calf uckery. When they went after the molten calf, and there was a misblessing and there was a broken covenant. So what's key about this section of the Torah reading is concerning the breaking of the first covenant. So we have a breaking of the first covenant. So they had broke the covenant, and Moses, he advocated. He was like the defense attorney, so to speak, for called Yisrael in that breaking of that covenant, because they went so quickly. They already had heard the 10 words, the 10 commandments. So when they went after the molten calf, thinking that they didn't know what happened to Moses, there was the broken law, but there was also the broken covenant. So the point that we're seeking to bring forward here is that even in the old, so-called Old Testament, or under the so-called Old Covenant, there was a renewed or a new covenant. There was a new covenant because the children of Israel had broke the first covenant, right, at the golden calf, so-called molten calf, more better, the molten calf. Golden calf doesn't appear in the verses, but yes, it did have some gold to it. But the specific name or reference is the molten calf. So this is after that where Moses, he prays, Jah, he answers. Moses seeking the vision, a new vision, a new task here, because the children of Israel were in a new position here. This is a position after they had broke, right, the first covenant that they had willingly come into, right? They already had heard the 10 words, the 10 commandments. So their whole status, their whole existence was jeopardized. How serious this molten calf and going after other so-called Elohim, other gods, ideologies, how serious this was. This also affected their nationhood, their national status, because they were Jah chosen people. But now Jah had brought them into the covenant, right, to also make them a nation and a kingdom, a holy nation and a kingdom of the priesthood. But so quickly, so soon and so quickly, they had broken, right? They had broken the covenant, and by the grace and the advocacy of Moses. Now, what's interesting is that the names of Jah also are brought out. The names of he who be, who he be, the attribute concerning the name, the Hashem, the Yahweh, the various attributes, the 13 attributes of Jehovah are brought out. And it's a good study, brothers and sisters, to look at what Moses says and what attributes he calls on. He calls on a selection of the 13, but not the 13. Because if he were to call on the 13, like what he says about he is the El of truth, well, the Israelites were in a lie, in untruth, in their worship and going aside so quickly. But he called on the merciful attributes of Jehovah, and Jah had forgiven the children of Israel, and the covenant was renewed. This is what you don't hear a lot of other ones, Hebrews, Israelites, or other camps, what are you saying or bringing out? Perhaps they have not come across it, you know, dealing with whatever the first thing that they must deal with, they're dealing with. But as one grows in grace and knowledge, you begin to recognize chant. The Israelites had broke the covenant even way back then. I mean, the various different times they had broke the covenant or fallen short, right, of Jah's glory. And through his mercy, as Moses discerned when he advocated for the children of Israel, and when the covenant was renewed with them through the mediation, through that mediation of the man Moses, the Ish HaElohim.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments, and elaborate on hand, If the nation for which I am the emperor follows and accepts this, since it's also what I accept and follow, I would believe our country is not only historically Christian, but also actively Christian,
And this right here is segues of James, the epistle of James, of Jacob, of Yaakov. He also speaks of the 10 words called the 10 commandments. But the way he speaks of it hebraically is that the 10 words called the 10 commandments is one commandment. If one breaks one part, one in effect breaks all. In that sense. So we're going to ride up with James. So once again, just to hear this in the context, what his majesty says concerning the Ten Commandments, 10 words, how he connects this with what he follows, and therefore what I and I should follow, that moral principle. Because also remember that the 10 words, the 10 commandments are, according to the scriptures, according to the testament of Torah, are one of the few places where Jehovah spoke, right, directly to the people, and all of them heard and what he had said. These words he spoke directly to the Bnei Yisrael. These words here.
Majesty, as a mature Christian, have you a special word for young people of these days?
On this occasion, I address also all those within our empire. Our Christianity is not restricted to a given church, and I stress above all that we do not wish to make distinctions. My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments and can elaborate on it. The nation for which I am the emperor follows and accepts this, since it's also what I accept and follow. I would believe our country is not only historically Christian, but also actively Christian.
And then when we ride up to Exodus chapter 34, just in the reading from the Torah, just reviewing right here, we have the second tables, the tablets of HaTorah, the second tables, the tablets, and the new vision or the renewed vision. So we have the new or renewed vision, the new or the renewed task, and the new or renewed covenant. So we have a new covenant or a renewed covenant being made even in the old covenant. So I say that to some of the so-called Old Testament only brothers and sisters, Hebrews and Israelites. We over that. But did you know that there's a new covenant, the new covenant, or renewed covenant, more correctly, the renewed covenant is already there in the old covenant. So if the children of Israel fell off as they had fallen off of the molten calf, and they were in danger of judgment, you know, what that judgment, it could be even extermination, you know, as Josh said to Moses, you know, stand back, let me deal with his people. And Moses a few times appealed for the children of Israel. But anyway, here, brothers and sisters and brothers, right here, you know, the renewed commission is renewed, as well as, right, in the same chapter, we have the feast and the Sabbath in verse 18 of chapter 34. This is the connection here with the season, the feast and the Sabbath. The Sabbath, there's weekly Sabbath, and then there's the Sabbath of the high holy days, the high Isla days. So here, brothers and sisters and brothers, going to ride up, calling right here on the third day of Tabernacles, the first of the intermediate days here on a special podcast of Wisdom Wednesday. We're riding up right here. With the feast, the festival, calling. We got 20 minutes coming forward.
Well, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God.
Jump! Rastafari. Jump! Rastafari. Jump! Rastafari.
So here for the Brit Chadasha, the reading from James, right? From James. We got James right here. Yes, I give ear right here. Here we have the bracha, the blessing. Firstly, foremostly, the blessing before the reading. Yes, I. Sima, hear this.
Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher Natan Lanu Moshiach Yeshua Wehabarot Shel Habarit HaHadasha Baruch Ata Adonai Notain Habarit HaHadasha. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gave to us the Messiah, Jesus, and the commandments of the new covenant. Blessed are you, Lord, giver of the new covenant.
The book of James, Yaakov, Brit Chadasha, Chadis Kidan, the renewed covenant reading for Sukkot, day 3. We begin, B'shem Ha'ab, Ve'Habin, Ve'Ruach HaKadosh, Yahweh Ahad, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, He who be, who he be, the one. The book of James, chapter 1, part 1, the testings of faith. The purpose of testings. Verse 1, Aleph. Verse 2, Beit. Verse 3, Gimel. Verse 4, Dalet. Yaakov. Ebed Elohim. Wa Adonainu. Yeshua HaMashiach. Shoel Lishlom. Sheinim Asar HaShabbatim. Sheba Gola. Ak Lisimcha Chishbu Lakem Achai. Kasher Tabau Benisyonot Shonim. Mifne Sheodim Atem Ki Bohan Emunatkem Mebia Liyede Sablanut. We Hasablanut Shlema Tihie Bepa Allah Lemaan Tihiu Shlemim. Ut mimim ulo tachzoru ko debar. James, a servant of Elohim and of Ha'adon Yeshua HaMashiach, the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes that are scattered abroad, greetings, my brethren. Count it all joy when ye fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of Elohim, that giveth to all liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of Ha'adon, of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Let the brother of low degree rejoice in that he is exalted, but the rich in that he is made low, because as the flower of the grass he shall pass away. For the sun is no sooner risen with a burning heat, but it withereth the grass, and the flower thereof falleth, and the grace of the fashion of it perisheth. So also shall the rich man fade away in his ways. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, that Ha'adon, that the Lord has promised to them that love him. Solicitation to do evil is not of Elohim. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of Elohim. For Elohim cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust has conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Do not err, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Of his own will begot he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of Elohim. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity and naughtiness, and receive with meekness the ingrafted word that is able to save your souls. The test of obedience. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like to a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. The test of true religion. If any man among you seem to be religious, and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, man's religion is vain. Pure religion and undefiled before Elohim Ha'ab, before God the Father, is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. Chapter 2, The Test of Brotherly Love. Verse 1, Aleph. Verse 2, Beit. Verse 3, Gimel. Verse 4, Dalet. Verse 5, Hey. Achai, al yehi masa panim be'emunatkem be'yeshua ha-mashiach Adoneinu, Adon ha-kabod. Ki im yabo ish lebeit ha-kneset shelakem, ve tabaot zahab al yadayu, ve hu labush lebushe miklol upa sham gam ish oni bibgadim zoim. Uf nitem el halabush lebushe miklol, wa amartem lo, sheb laka heina bekabod, with la ani tomaru amad sham, o sheb po mitachat lahadom raglai. Halo leb wa leb lakem, we hinkem shoftim baale machashabot raot, shemao achai ahubai. Halo be'ani'i ha'olam haze, bachar ha'elohim lihiyot asorim ba'emuna, ve'yorshe ha'malkut asher hibtiach le'ohabayu. My brethren, have not the faith of Adonainu, Yeshua HaMashiach, the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, ha'adon kabod, the Lord of glory, with respect of persons. For if there come to your assembly a man with a gold ring and goodly apparel, and there come in also a poor man in vile raiment, and ye have respect to him that weareth the gay clothing, and say to him, Sit thou here in a good place, and say to the poor, Stand thou there and sit here under my footstool. Are ye not then partial in yourselves, and are ye become judges of evil thoughts? Hearken, my beloved brethren, hath not Elohim chosen the poor of this world, rich in faith, and heirs of the kingdom, that he has promised to them that love him? But ye have despised the poor. Do not rich men downpress you, and draw you before the judgment seat? Do not they blaspheme that worthy name by that ye are called? If ye fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, ye do well. But if ye have respect to persons, ye commit sin, and are convinced of the law as transgressors. For whosoever shall keep the whole law, and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all. For he that said, Do not commit adultery, said also, Do not murder. Now, if thou commit no adultery, yet if thou murder, thou art become a transgressor of the law. So speak ye, and so do, as they that shall be judged by the law of liberty. For he shall have judgment without mercy that shewed no mercy, and mercy rejoices against judgment. The Test of Good Works. What doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he has faith and have not works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say to them, Depart ye in peace, be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding ye give them not those things that are needful to the body, what does it profit? Even so, faith, if it hath not works, is dead being alone. Yea, a man may say, Thou hast faith, and I have works. Shew me thy faith without works, and I will shew thee my faith by my works. Thou believest that there is one Elohim, Elohim Achad. Thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? The illustration of Abraham. Was not Abinu Abraham, was not Abraham our father, justified by works when he had offered Isaac, his son, upon the altar? Seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect? And the scripture was fulfilled that saith, Abraham believed Elohim, and it was imputed to him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of Elohim. You see then how that by works a man is justified and not by faith alone. Likewise, also was not Rahab, the harlot, justified by works when she had received the messengers and had sent them out another way? For as a body without spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. Chapter 3, Part 2, A True Faith Will Control the Tongue. Verse 1, Aleph. Verse 2, Beit. Achai, al yihyu rabim mikem lemorim ba'asher yadaitem ki bazot nachmir aleinu et hadin ki kulanu nikshalim harbe ba'asher lo yakashel bidibur hua ish tamim ve'yakol lasum resen lekol gufo. My brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body. Behold, we put bits in the horses' mouths, that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Behold also the ships, that though they be so great, are driven of fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small helm, whitherso the governor listeth. Even so the tongue is a little member, and boasteth great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity, of lawlessness. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body, and setteth on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell. For every kind of beast, and of birds, and of serpents, and of things in the sea, is tamed, and has been tamed of mankind. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Therewith bless we Elohim, even Ha'ab, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, that are made after the similitude of Elohim. Out of the same mouth proceedeth blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things are not so to be. Does a fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? Can the fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries, either a vine figs? So can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh? Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him shew out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. But if ye have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not, and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion in every evil work. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. Chapter 4, Part 3, The Rebuke of Worldliness. Verse 1, Aleph. Verse 2, Beit. Hamilchamot vehamdanim asher bneikem me'ayin hema halo mitok hatawot hamitgarot be'abarekem atem mitawim ve'ayin lakem teratchu utkanau vehaseg lo tasigu תריפו ותלחמו ואין לכם מפני שלא שאלתם. From whence come wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence, even of your lusts that war in your members? Ye lust and have not. Ye kill and desire to have, and cannot obtain. ye fight and war, yet ye have not, because ye ask not. Ye ask and receive not, because ye ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your lusts. Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that friendship of the world is enmity with Elohim? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of Elohim. Do ye think that the scripture saith in vain, the spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to envy? But he giveth more grace. Wherefore he saith, Elohim resisteth the proud, but giveth grace to the humble. Submit yourselves therefore to Elohim. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to Elohim, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Be afflicted, and mourn, and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning, and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourselves in the sight of Yahweh, and he shall lift you up. Speak not evil one of another, brethren. He that speaketh evil of his brother and judges his brother speaketh evil of the law and judges the law. But if thou judge the law, thou art not a doer of the law, but a judge. There is one lawgiver who is able to save and to destroy. Who art thou that thou judgest another? Go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow we will go into such a city, and continue there a year, and buy and sell and get gain. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time, and then vanishes away. For that ye ought to say, if Yahweh will, we shall live and do this or that. But now ye rejoice in your boastings. All such rejoicing is evil. Therefore to him that knoweth to do good, and doeth it not, to him it is sin. Chapter 5, Part 4, The Rich Warned. Verse 1, Aleph. Verse 2, Beit. Hoy ha-asherim biku ve-hililu al ha-tarot asher tabona aleikem asherkem ba'la u-bigdekem akalam osh. Go to now, ye rich men, weep and howl for your miseries that shall come upon you. Your riches are corrupted, and your garments are moth-eaten. Your gold and silver is cankered, and the rust of them shall be a witness against you, and shall eat your flesh as if it were fire. Ye have heaped treasure together for the last days. Behold the hire of the laborer who have reaped down your fields, which is kept of you back by fraud, crieth, and the cries of them that have reaped are entered into the ears of Yahweh Tzebaot, the Lord of hosts. Ye have lived in pleasure on the earth, and been wanton. Ye have nourished your hearts, as in a day of slaughter. Ye have condemned and killed the just, and he does not resist you. Part 4, Exhortations in View of the Coming of Ha-Adon. Exhortations in View of the Coming of the Lord. Be patient, therefore, brethren, to the coming of Ha-Adon. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and has long patience for it, until he receive the early and latter rain. Be also patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of Ha-Adon draweth nigh. Grudge not one against another, brethren, lest ye be condemned. Behold, the judge standeth before the door. Take, my brethren, the prophets who have spoken in the name of Yahweh for an example of suffering affliction and of patience. Behold, we count them happy that endure. Ye have heard of the patience of Job and have seen the end of Ha-Adon, that Yahweh is very pitiful and of tender mercy. But above all things, my brethren, swear not, neither by heaven, neither by the earth, neither by any oath, but let your yea be yea, and your nay be nay, lest ye fall into condemnation. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of Yahweh. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and Yahweh shall raise him up. And if he has committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Elijah was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Brethren, if any of you do err from the truth, and one convert him, let him know that he that converteth the sinner from the error of his ways shall save a soul from death, and shall hide a multitude of sins. Kaburlakalu, Kaburladimtu, Kaburlakhailu, Kaburlakedamawi, Haile Selassie, be Jesus Christos Sim. Glory to word, glory to sound, glory to power. Glory to Abinu Melkenu, our Father, our King, the first power of the Trinity, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Yes, I, Rastafari.
Well, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God.
Jump! Rastafari. Jump! Rastafari. Jump! Rastafari.
Yes, 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 a very, very right and proper reading, even for the season, the fall festival season with trumpets, Day of Atonement, rejoicing, yes, I, and keeping Yahweh and fulfilling the 10 words. So here, going to ride up a little right here for the time that we have right here for this Wisdom of Wednesday, the third day of the feast. Going into the fourth day, Psalm 131, also the theme of humbleness and humility. Yes, I, Rastafari. But first,
Baruch ata Adonai.
Baruch ata Adonai.
Baruch haba Yerushalayim.
Baruch
ata Adonai. Baruch Rabba Yerushalayim.
We have fulfilled all. Praise be to Mesken, Exiavi, Mesken. Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus
Christos, Jesus Christos. Yes, I, Rastafari, the third day right here, here. Let's bring this up. The humble prayer, the humble tribe, as brought out by this small but very important psalm. Hear this, Psalm 131.
Psalm 131. Lord, my heart is not haughty, nor mine eyes lofty. Neither do I exercise myself in great matters or in things too high for me. Surely I have behaved and quieted myself as a child that is weaned of his mother. My soul is even as a weaned child. Let Israel hope in the Lord from henceforth and forever, and forever, and forever, and forever, and forever, and forever, and forever.
A song of ascents of David. Lord, my heart was not haughty. Mizmor Kof Lamed Aleph. Mizmor Kof Lamed Aleph. Psalm 131. A song of ascents of David. Lord, my heart was not haughty. Shir ha-ma'ilot l'dawi, Yahweh lo gaval libi. When Samuel, Shemuel, anointed me, nor were mine eyes lofty, with lo ramu aynai. When I slew Goliath, Goliath, neither did I swagger about, swagger about. With lo hilakati, when I had the Ark of God brought up out of Philistine captivity. Now, here's a very interesting look at translations, because this part of this Harek, right, it says, neither do I exercise myself, neither do I exercise, the fuller part of the verse is, neither do I exercise myself in things too great or in things too wonderful for me. But here in the Midrash, right, the Dersan right here, the study right here of today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Lamed Aleph, Psalm 131, is making reference to 2 Samuel chapter 6. 2 Samuel chapter 6, the reference here. So as a basic midrash on today's daily psalm, Psalm CXXXI, Mizmor Kof Lamed Aleph, beginning off, a song of ascents of David, Shir Ha Ma'ilot LeDawid. Lord, my heart was not haughty, Yahuwah Lo Gavah Libi. When Samuel anointed me, nor were mine eyes lofty with lo aramu ainai. Nor were my eyes ainai with lo aramu, and not haughty my eyes with lo aramu ainai. When I slew Goliath, neither did I swagger. I swagger about with lo hilakati bi gedolot. Now, the bi gedolot, if you look at the Sefer Tehillim, the manuscript, is like a line between with lo hilakati, with lo and no hilakati did I go about, halaka, 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 trot about, with lo hilakati bi gedolot. In great things. I didn't walk about in great things. Here this is taken as when I had the ark of HaElohim, the true good, the true God, when I had the ark of Elohim brought up out of Philistine captivity, the second Samuel chapter 6. This is a reference to this right here. But it goes on. It goes on to say, nor did I accept as my due, this is bracketed context, nor did I accept as my due things too high for me. Ooh, be nifalaota mimen gedolot, ua be niflaot mimen. Here the translation can be brought out, or in things too wonderful for me, when I restored my kingship. The connection of these phrases here from the first verse of today's daily psalm, Psalm 131, can be seen within the liberty, the life, and the testimony of Dawid. So my heart was not haughty when Samuel anointed me, O Jehovah Yahweh, lo gavah libi, nor were mine eyes lofty when I slew Goliath with lo ramu ainai. Neither did I swagger about when I had the ark of Elohim, the true good, true God, brought up out of Philistine captivity with lo hilakati bi gedolot. Nor did I accept as my due things too high for I, things too wonderful, too great, things too high for I. Ooh, be niflaota mimeni, from me, for I. Instead, I refrained my soul and kept it low, like as a child that is weaned from his mother. Yea, my soul is even as a weaned child. This brings us to the bait verse, the second verse in today's daily psalm. Im lo shwiti we domamti nafshi ke gamula eleimo ka gamula alai nafshi. Surely I have stilled and quieted my soul, my psyche, have quieted her. Im lo shwiti we domamti nafshi, like a weaned child with his mother. Ke gamula eleimo, ke gamula eleimo. My soul is with me, with I like a weaned child. Ka gamula alai nafshi, ka gamula alai nafshi, like a child just taken from the womb, from the womb, from the matrix of the matriarch, from the womb of its mother, was this soul of mine. And saying these words here in the bait verse, Im lo shwiti with domamti nafshi, kagamula eleimo, kagamula alai nafshi. This is what he is saying. You cannot name a man, a ish, in Yisrael, who humbled himself more than David did in order to perform Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'elohim's mitzvot, commandments. He used to say, as the Aleph opening verse of Mizmor Kof Lamed Aleph, David used to say, Lord, my heart was not haughty, Yahuwah lo gabah libi, when Shemuel anointed me Melech, even Nagus, anointed I king, nor were mine eyes lofty, with lo ramu aynai, when I slew Goliath, neither did I swagger, walking, trotting, swaggering about, with lo hilakati, when I had the ark of Ha'el of Elohim, the true good, the true God, brought up out of Philistine captivity. But I have calmed and quieted nafshi, my psyche, she, my soul, like as a child that is weaned from Imo, his mother. Im lo shwiti with domamti nafshi, ke gamula eleimo. Calming, I've calmed and quieted, to calm and to quiet. Im lo shwiti, calming, with domamti nafshi, and quieting, stilled and quieted my soul, my psyche. Like a child that is not ashamed when uncovered in the presence of Imo, his mother, Natu. I have calmed my soul before thee, and was not ashamed to humble myself for thy sake, and for thine honor, and for thy glory. My soul is with me like a weaned child. Kagamul alai nafshi. Kagamul alai nafshi. My soul is with me like a weaned child. As a child, just out of its mother's womb, its matriarch's matrix, is not proud of spirit, but is eager to suck at the breasts of its mother, Emo. So is this soul of mine, this psyche of mine. So is this soul of mine, for I am not ashamed. I am not ashamed to learn Torah, to learn Torah, eyes, direction, instruction, teaching, even from the least in Yisrael, even from the least in Israel. Rav Ada ben Rav Hanina taught, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to David, said to David, because thou madest thyself, thyself like to a weaned child, I swear by thy life that thou wilt be without chet, sin, akari, like, that I will be without sin like a weaned child is who is without sin. As is said even in 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel 12 and 13. The Lord also hath put away thy sin. Thou, the eye, shalt not die. Gam Yahuwah he'evira chatatika lo amut. Jehovah also hath put away thy sin. Gam Yahuwah. Thou, the eye, man, shall not die. Lo tamut. From this verse, you can learn that no man is privileged to act pridefully before the presence, before the Shekinyahu, before his face, his perception, before the presence. And that a man should humble his self esteem. This line.
Of this Likul Batalua Tenishkin Tilik, small but very important psalm right here, here, here. Yes, I. Rastafari. The Kabbalah. Metaphysical.
least you miss the metaphysical implications. Oh, my Lord. You miss the metaphysical implications. Oh, my Lord. The metaphysical implications of today's daily psalm. According to the royal order, the Ethiopian Hebrews, we have psalm Kof Lamed Aleph. Kof Lamed Aleph. Aleph, Aleph. Some point as Aleph, Aleph. Or psalm 100, Kof 30, Lamed, Aleph, Aleph 1. Psalm 131 from the Sefer Tehillim, from the Psalter, and Psalm CXXXI. Went over it once, that's the, like the Targum, going over the interpretation of the key words and the key phrases and the halakalah, the words of power. Some refer to such words of power as like mantras and their protection for the mind, you know, the meditation and the silent medi and the silent prayer, being still and knowing, letting the seed of the word reverberate in our heart and mind, taking that time to go in to the innermost of the innocence, or as Rabboni Yeshua HaMashiach said, to go into one's closet, you know, to go into that silence, that meditation, you know, after the reading and the feeding. It's like when one is eating and they eat their food and they chew their food, and after they chew the food well, they swallow it and they, you know, take some time, either push themselves from the table just for a moment, just time to digest. Mawahai. Bamarinya from the Gutters, Mawahai. Mawahai is the infinitive of what we call the Tawahide and the Tawahido. That fusing, right? The fusing and the becoming as one. Right? Taking that time to reflect, the reflective time, the quiet time, the still time in heart and mind. And this psalm, today's daily psalm, last or least, y'all miss it. It is true what the introduction says. It's a psalm, it's a literary gem. It's exquisite beauty, whether we look at it from the English perspective, these three verses, if these three verses in Psalm 131, a song of degrees of David, a song of ascents of David, a shir, an ode. It's called an ode, right? They call this sort of a song an ode. A shir. Ha-me-illot, 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 of degrees of the aliyah, the illot, the aliyot, ha-me-alot, some would say, ha-me-illot, 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 of going up, song of degrees. Now, some say that the precise significance of the title, which appears in Psalms 120 to 134. We have Psalms 120 to Psalm 134. 15 Psalms, these 15 steps, these degrees. Some maintain that's unclear, but in the connection with the pilgrimage and the Shalosh Regalim, which is upcoming, and in this season right here, Habarim, in this season, the reason for the season, the Feast of Tabernacles, Ha'azinu, Ha'azinu, and the song of Moshe, at the heart of the Hebraic spirituality. This psalm
brings forward the keys is surpassing, in the write-up it said surpassing spirituality, and we would say, amen. We agree. It's a surpassing spirituality. It's so surpassing the spirituality of today's daily psalm that some might tend to miss it. You know, it's almost like it's like a hit, but then you miss it. You pick up on it in the language, even the translation. Lord, my heart is not haughty, nor mine eyes lofty. Neither do I exercise myself in great matters, or in things too high for me. Neither do I exercise myself in great matters, or in things too high for I. Surely I have behaved and quieted myself as a child that is weaned of his mother. My soul is even as a weaned child, my soul, even as a weaned child. Let Israel hope in Yahuwah, in the Yahweh, he who be, we be. From henceforth, from here forward, from now on, from now onward and upward and forward and forever. Even in the translation, in spirit and in truth, it's a literary gem. It has exquisite beauty. And the surpassing spirituality, we'd like to touch on a few important reflections for your reflection, for your consideration, for your meditation. Today's daily psalm, the humble spirit. It is themed, the humble spirit. Today's daily psalm, the humble spirit. A couple of keys right here. First of all, it's one of the song of degrees, and we need to keep that in heart and mind, especially in regarding the time, and especially regarding the Shelosh Regalim and those 15 steps, those 15 psalms, right, and the 15 steps. Beginning off from the beginning. Let's just begin from the beginning right here again. It's just three verses, Aleph, Beit, Gimel. Aleph, Beit, Gimel. All we can say is the ABCs, right? The ABCs, and we're speaking Hebraically, right? In the Hebrew, the Aleph, Beit. The West, they say alphabet, but the Aleph, Beit, the first two letters, Aleph, Beit, Gimel. Aleph, Beit, Gimel. 1, 2, 3. Spirituality, ariticality, spirituality here in today's daily psalm. Something that's a childlike, be as a child, childlike trust in Yahweh, in he who be, who he be. A childlike trust in Hashem, the name, the Shem, the Hashem, he who be, who he be, he who be. He who be, who he be, he who becomes, he who causes to be, who be he, he be, who he be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, the childlike trust, in the words of Rabbeinu Yeshua, HaMoshiach, be as a child, unless we become as children, as a child. See, each of us must be as a child, again, in spirit and in truth. Ye must be born again. And we're born again. Are we born big, or are we born as, right, as a little child, even that little child? Do you recall
the sermon. There was a sermon, the sermon, the sermon, the sermon on the child tax. You find this in Mateus Wengel, in the Gospel, the Wengelion of Mateo, of Matthew. Matthew chapter 18, the sermon on the child tax. At the same time came the disciples of Talmudim to Yeshua, saying, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Wow. Wow. Amazing. That's amazing. Isn't that amazing? Awesome. Awesome. The disciples came to Rabboni, Ruben, right, to our master, Rabbi Yeshua, HaMoshiach. And they asked him, what did they ask? They said, who is the greatest? Who is the greatest? They want to know who is the greatest in the kingdom. In the kingdom of heaven, or more precisely, in the kingdom of the heavens. When we look at it Hebraically, we study to shew I thyself approve, paying attention to the beautiful and exquisite detail, through the study and the reflection, that silent prayer, that silent time of meditation and contemplation upon the Word, allowing the Word, the seed of the Word, to grow in our hearts and minds. So, the humble spirit, what does Dawid say in today's daily psalm, in Psalm 131? Let's begin just to touch on a couple of points right here. First of all, the cry, Yahweh, Yahweh. See, the different enunciations of the name point to the different aspects of the Hashem. He who be, he who exists, he who is the existent one, he who is present right here, right now, he who become, right, who be, who causes to be, and he who was, both he who was, he who is, and he who will be, and he who is to come. This is all reflected in those four letters, the four letters known as the Tetragrammaton of the Hashem, of the name. And now how this also reflects on Ha'azinu, and that song of Moshe, and the name, the importance of the name, and what's in the name, in the Hashem. It says Yahweh, 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 Lo, Lo, Gabeh, 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 right? Gabeh or Gabeh, 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 right? Look at the point is Gabeh, no, Gabeh. I'm not proud, I'm not arrogant, not proud, not arrogant. All right, now, in a good sense regarding he who be who he be, this very same word, and it's important to study the word. First of all, he begins off with the name, the Hashem, the Adonai's, the name of the Adonai, of the Hashem, he who be who he be, my heart, my heart, my heart. The translator begins off, my heart. In the Hebrew, it says, lo, no, lo, gabeh, lo gabeh, lo gabeh, lo gabeh, libi, lo gabeh, libi, lo, no, gabeh, not haughty, not gabeh. It is not sore, it's not lofty, in the figurative sense, it's not lofty, it's not haughty. Now, what's very interesting is the sense, this very same word, gabe, 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 lo, gabe, not haughty. If you look at it contextually speaking, Right, contextually speaking, the word haughty. The word haughty is to be high, to be exalted. To be high, to be lofty, to be tall. To be exalted, lofty. To be lofty of the ways of Yahuwah. Yahuwah's ways. Yahweh's ways. It's lofty. This is the good sense. The good sense. But to be haughty, to be arrogant, to be proud, in the negative sense of the gabe, lo gabe, that's the bad sense, right? To be haughty, right? To be proud, right? Unduly. Now notice, what did they ask? What did the Talmudim ask in Matthew chapter 18, the sermon, the sitkat? Right, the derasha, we could say, the sermon of the child. They ask, who is the greatest in the kingdom of the heavens? Who is the greatest? Who is he who is the greatest? Now, all things considered, the disciples were like I and I. You know, followers and his disciples, if we are true, if our aim is true, so we should learn from the disciples. Learn from this question that they came to and they asked. When they asked, well, who is the greatest? Right? Who is the greatest? Me. Efo. Mi efo. Gadol. Me har har berayo be malkut hashemayim. That's what they asked. They said, "Who is the greatest?" And how did Yeshua, how did Rabbeinu respond? He called the little child to him and set him in the midst of them and said to them, what did Yeshua say? In the third verse, this psalm today, psalm only has three verses. In the third verse, Vayomer, Amen, Omer ani lakem. Verily I say to you, Amen. Omer ani lakem. I say to you, except y'all be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom, into the malkut, the malkut ha-shamayim. You will not enter unless you be converted. Unless you be converted. Im lo tashuvu. Shuv, 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 teshuvah. He says, Im lo tashuvu. Le hiyayot kayalaidim lo tabu. Except y'all be converted. Now the word converted is to repent, to have a turn. They say teshuvah. The reason for the season previous to here, now, after the Yom HaKippurim, the teshuvah, shuv, shuv, teshuvah. Have a turn from the astray way to Yahweh, truth and life, unless you be converted. Right? That's the translator's translation. But in the Hebrew, unless you be repentant, bring a willing and a repentive heart and mind, unless you ever change your mind, unless you change your thinking, unless you think different, is what he was saying to them. Unless you think different, you gotta have a change of mind from the way you're thinking. Who is the greatest? Unless you be as a what? Unless you become as little children. Unless you become as little children. See, children, say yes, Baba. Children, yes, Abba. Unless you be as a little children, not just children, you know, of a middle age or a bigger age, but little. humble. This is a humble spirit. Today's daily psalm, a humble spirit. He says, nor my eyes lofty. My eyes are not lofty. Neither do I exercise. That exercise, we touched on it briefly in the paragraph, in the previous paragraph. This is more getting to the... This is getting to the Kabbalah, the Kabbalah. This is getting to the what one can receive aorically, spiritually. In other words, speaking about the metaphysical implications, right, of the psalm. He says, neither do I exercise willo hilakti. I don't walk. I don't trot. Neither do I trot, as a Rastaman, as I would say, neither do I trot in things too great or in things too wonderful. Things too wonderful for I. KJV says, in things too high for I. But the Hebraic from the Sefer Tehillim is a little more accurate because it brings out ubeh nifalaot, wonderful, amazing, wonderful, niflaot, ubeh niflaot, ubeh niflaot, mimeni, from I, from me, things that are too wonderful for me, things that are too great, right? Be a gedolot, be gedolot. The gedolot, the big, right? The big things from me. You know, they're not on my level. Right? They're not on my level, so I'm not going to try, you know, I'm not going to try to walk that out. I'm not going to try it in that. So that idea of the halakha, once again, is brought out. Even from the previous psalm, according to the royal order, the previous psalm was Psalm 128. And then that also is bringing out the walk. So even in I tried it, right, and growing in grace, right, in the previous psalm, Psalm 128, let's bring up that verse right here just to connect the dots, right, connect the dots, right, be wise to salvation. It says, happy is everyone that feareth the Lord. It's a translator. Happy is everyone that has respect, that has a respect. They respect Jah, Ash Rei Kol Yerei Yahweh, Haholek, that walketh, that trotteth, Haholek, Bi Derakayo, in his Derek, the Derek, Bi Derakayo, in his ways. Right, in his way, in Yahweh, truth and life. So that walking, right, so in building on that, right, and building on that right there, we can see this sense of heart and mind, and it gives us directions, instructions that we should meditate and reflect on, right, in that innermost of the innocence, in that silence, right, in that holy space. As Rabbeinu said, even within the I closet, right? Don't have to be a literal closet, but the sense, the idea, right? That quiet space to be still and to know. And this is interesting because bringing us to the next verse right here, surely I have behaved and quieted myself. This is how the KJV brings it out. In the Sefer Tehillim, it says, surely I have be still, I have stilled and quieted my soul. Now, if you look in the KJV, the King James Version says, quieted myself. The Hebrew there is soul, my soul. Nafshi. It reads, Im lo shuriti with domamti nafshi. Im lo shuriti. So this was interesting, the word shuriti, right, from Shawa, shuriti. Unless I had leveled I vibes, level vibes, right? Unless I had leveled Right? Behave is the way King James brings out from the shawa, interpreting to agree with, to be or become like or level. Unless I become like or level, level, I and I vibes, in lo shuiti, properly to level, to equalize, right, to balance the equation, figuratively to resemble. By implication, the implication here, the metaphysical implication here is adjust, is adjust, an adjustment, that is to counterbalance. Counterbalance. So in this sublime, right, and surpassing psalm of exquisite beauty and a sort of sublime and a surpassing spirituality, three verses, only three verses here. Notice the second verse, the bait verse, the bait. It says, im lo shaviti. Some might enunciate that shaviti, but properly pointed, shaviti. Im lo shaviti we domamti nafshi. King James Version says, and quieted myself, right? I behaved and quieted myself. The Hebrew has, I equalized, I adjusted, right? I adjusted, right? Except that I adjusted surely. The sense of in lo can also be surely, right? Surely I adjust myself. Shariti with domamti and quieted. What's the word quieted? Domamti. Domamti. Rev domamti. Quieted. From dhammam, to be silent. To be still. Be still. Wait. Be dumb in the sense of not speaking. Grow dumb. Silent. Not speaking. Be silent. Be silent. Be quiet. Right? Be quiet. What's the implication? Some say the implication is to be astonished. Like, it's something beyond what you can, you know, speak or utter on. You just, you be silent. Be quiet. He says, we lo shuiti. We domamti nafshi. Domamti nafshi. He quieted his soul. He quieted her. Nafshi, she, his soul. The seat of his affections, emotions, desires, active will, the active will, and the sense of self, the soul. But she, right, quieted her, right, in the spirit of being as a what? Child. As what kind of a child? As a weaned child. The implication, to be quiet, is to stop. Stop your soul from all her anxieties. Be quiet. Equalize, level vibes, counterbalance. Counterbalance by going into the silence. We counterbalance by going into that silence, that holy place, that quiet place, the chapel. Selassie is the chapel. Man is a tripartite being, spirit, soul, and body. Right? So taking your body as your temple, right? Temple, and then the spirit, right? The spirit, the male aspect, and the soul. Quiet the soul, right? Quiet the soul. The soul almost can be likened to the bride, in other words. Quiet her. Quiet your soul. The soul is feminine and male and female. So the principles are universal. He says, surely I have. He had to be proactive. He couldn't just wait for it to happen, but he says, I have. What has he done? What must we do? Im lo shuiti, with domamti nafshi. Surely I have behaved, I have stilled, equalized, level vibes. Adjust it, right? Adjust it and quiet it by adjusting and quieting his soul. See, this is why you have to know what and where is the soul and what and where is your soul. The Heshbon HaNefesh. Seek
and you shall surely find. He says, like a weaned child, as a child that is weaned, as a child that is weaned with his mother, or as a child that is weaned of his mother. Gamul alei, aleimo, aleimo. Like a child, a weaned child. The gamul. I thought the gamul, it was very, very interesting. Gamul. This word gamul. Right? Gamul, the third. Right, the third letter is Gimel. Right, the Gimel, 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 the Gamul. What is the Gamul? Gamul connected with weaned. The word child is not there, but the word Gamul is there. So it's like a weaned, like a weaned with his mother. My soul is with me as a weaned, as one who is weaned. The implication, the connection, of course, right, with the natural type is like a child. The child is weaned. K'gamul eleimo, with his mother. The word gamul from gamal, gamal, to deal fully. To deal fully. Now the connection, according to the Hebraics of it all, we have the gamal and the gamar, the gamal, like the gemara, right? Or something, the gemara, Hebraically speaking. But the gamal means to deal fully with, to recompense, to deal out, deal bountifully. But it also has a sense of to wean a child, in a sense of to ripen, or to be a ripe, and the analogy is of the almonds, to be a ripe almonds, the connection with the almonds. It's a primitive Afro-Shemitic root word to treat a person well or ill, but in a complete sense, whether to benefit or requite. By implication, what's the metaphysical implication? It's of toil in the sense of ripening, right? The toil and the labor, as Barana Selassie, a.k.a. Robert Nestor Marley, better known as Bob Marley, said, it's not how long we've been Rasta, how long one is Rasta, or how long it takes one to grow in grace and the knowledge of the King of Kings, Christ. And Moshiach, Yeshua, Jesus Christos, yes, I, Rastafari. So to wean, so when a child is weaned, it has become ripe. And in fact, this has been lost even amongst the mothership, you know, some mothers, like, when do you wean a child? Many times mothers will choose based on the emotions of it all. And no doubt emotions are there, feelings and love and emotions on those sort of levels. But the proper time to wean a child is when the teeth, when the child is able to masticate or chew its own food. When the teeth start to come in, this is the proper time from the ancient world of weaning. Right? Yes, there would be feelings and emotion, but the mother, right, if she was properly guided and properly received instruction, she recognized that now the child can begin to chew its food, and that's part of its development. This is part of the toil and the ripening process to bestow on, to deal bountifully, which is do good, right? Do good. So the sense of the ripening, the maturing, the weaning, right, and that maturity process. So now if we apply that with the soul, if we apply that with David's wonderful Hebraic analogy and the metaphysical implications of all of that, the spiritual and the innermost of the innocent, it reminds I of what it says in the Word. Right? The Word, that when ye should be teachers, you have need that one teacher. You remember that in Hebrews? Hebrews brings it out very well. It's also found in His Imperial Majesty's in the autobiography, right? The autobiography, I think it's the introduction, right, concerning gradually, right? And using the child and the weaning process and the growing process as an analogy. If we are able to, brothers and sisters, we'll bring that, seek to bring that forward to thee. But let's go to the scripts first. The scripts right here, we're in the Epistle to the Hebrews. Epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 5, at about verse 12. For when for the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the Dibrei Elohim, or the words of Elohim, the true good, the true God, the oracles. It says the oracles, which is the Dibrei, the words, the speaking, the words of Elohim, and are become such as have need of milk. See, a babe, until a babe grows teeth, the babe needs milk, right? It needs the milk, because from the mother's milk, few things very vital are procured. One is the immune system, of the child. The next is the protein, certain vital nutrients like proteins, which are not very possible to get the same quality and value from anything else. So for the mothers, you know, and the daughters, you know, highly, highly recommend for the daughters who are mothers, you know, to breastfeed your children, you know. And not all this public kind of stuff, like we're showing off and everything. No, no, it's a holy thing. Let's recognize, but just on the principle right here, he goes on to say that because these ones were dull of hearing, he says there was a time when ones needed to be teachers. Because there's so many ones that need to learn, right? To receive and to learn the truth and to grow. That y'all, who should be the teachers, have need that one teach you again, which be the what? First principles. Question. What be the first principles of the Dibrei Elohim? What be the first principles, right? Of your Gziavik, Allah, of the words. Word, sound, power of Elohim. But he says, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. Strong meat is the solid food. So, babes cannot eat certain kind of food because they don't have the wherewithal. Their bones are still soft. Their teeth have not formed. How can they chew? Can't give a child a hard piece of food. That's why the breasts of the mother, right? And breastfeeding is so important for that cycle right there. So here we have a sign and sign language, and here we need to learn to read and meditate, reflect on this, brothers and sisters, in your meditation and meditation. How does that type that we see in the natural and recognizing the true and the right principles of that which manifests in the natural, how does that apply to the supernatural or the spiritual state of our spirituality and spirit and the truth? He says, for everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness. For he is a babe, still a child, right? Still a child, but a babe. A babe is still a part of that family. As they grow, right, the more they will know and be responsible. But at the babe state, they need to be provided what? The milk and not the solid food, but strong meat. In verse 14 of Hebrews 5 and 14, the strong meat is not just the dead is the flesh, but the solid food. Not the mother's milk, but the solid food that belongeth to them that are of full age. This is maturity. This is the maturation, right? That gamul, you know, the gamul, the gamal, gamal. That's why the word weaning, that weaning, right? But them that are of full age, right? Even those who by reason, come make with reason, by reason of use, have their senses exercise our Jah Elohim, God-given senses to do what? To discern both good and evil, both tov ve ra'ah. Good and evil. It didn't say good or evil.
People say, I just want to do the good thing. No, to be able to discern. You need to be able to discern. So can we say that these ones lack discernment? Can we say that we may lack discernment and therefore need to receive that milk of the word? And know which be the first principles and be exercised, because one thing to know what those first principles are, but how to be exercised, how to walk them out. What does Abinu Melkeinu Abuna Negusina Kamawi Halasalasi say to I and we along these very lines of word, sound, and power? Well, we have the introduction. The introduction. Here is the introduction. His Majesty says, still in the wilderness, brothers and sisters, reason for that is screeching owls, right? But let's focus on this. He says, we have set out to the best of our ability to improve gradually internal administration, as we have set out to the best of our ability to improve gradually that internal administration, the internal administration of Ayanai Rastafari. The internal administration, as Matthew says, by introducing into the country Western modes of civilization through which our people may attain a higher level. Hence, our conscience does not rebuke us. Next paragraph, he says, and here's the key that connects the part of today's daily song. This surpassing spirituality, this true spirituality. He says, surely I have still behaved, equalized, and quieted, and silenced my soul. Silenced my soul. To silence the soul. That excess chatter, the free radicals, so to speak, of the soul. Silence my soul. Like a weaned child. Like a weaned child with his mother. My soul is with me like a weaned child. He says that his soul, our soul needs to be like a weaned child. And the problem, or the mixed up moods and attitudes, as it were, is because your soul is not as a weaned child. Right? It needs that mothering, right, of he who be, we be, in the milk of the word. Here's Matthew says an explanation of the notion gradually. Unless it is through coaxing a child and getting it accustomed, it will not be pleased if one takes from it what it has seized with his hand. So ones already have chosen and seized certain things in life and certain ways that are wrong and full of stress and strife, right? When one gives such a baby any sort of food, it will not wish to eat it. When we present these things, one don't really wish to just follow up and check it out for themselves. They might be curious, but one does not wish to eat it unless one shows it to the child and lets and allows it to taste it. Unless they give it milk or other soft food until it grows teeth. Did you hear that? This is in the introduction of Hiwatea Naya Ethiopia Rinja, My Life in Ethiopia's Progress, Book 1 of the Autobiography of Kedamawi Haile Selassie, of Garmawi Kedamawi Haile Selassie, of Imperial Majesty Haile Selassie first. It says, in the explanation of the notion gradually, unless it is through coaxing a child and getting it accustomed, it will not be pleased if one takes from it what it has seized with its hand. When one gives such a baby, one that's bathes, a baby, any sort of food, it will not wish to eat it unless one shows it to the child and lets and allows it to taste it. Taste Jaway and see that it is good. I and I say, unless they give it milk or other soft food until it grows teeth. What were you saying about the teething? Right at that point of teething, when the teeth start to grow on the child, is the time when the weaning process, right, that weaning process
is there. This is when it's on, when the child is beginning to grow the teeth, right? As the teeth start to come more fully in, this is when the child properly should be weaned. It has nothing to do with feeling, emotions, and attitudes. It shows that the mother's milk and the nurturing has produced growth and is growing, and now this is the ripening part process, you know, that ripening and that ripening process, the weaning process, right, for the whole cycle spiritual being of the child. And recognizing the example and the likeness in today's daily psalm of the soul, unless they give it milk or other soft food until it grows teeth, it will not be able to eat. When they place bread or meat or solid food before it. So we share this word sound that was from the autobiography, book one of His Majesty, as in the introduction, right? The second or so part of the first and part of the second paragraph in the introduction of my life in Ethiopia's progress. He would tear na, yeah, Ethiopia, Rimja, and Amharic, right there, the autobiography of Garmawi Karamawi Haile Selassie, of His Imperial Majesty, Haile Selassie first. So that weaning, just to understand that connection, he says, my soul, my soul, my soul, my soul. He says, kagamul, kagamul, right? Kagamul, alai nafshi, my soul is with me, with I. So his soul, right, is likened to that child that has been weaned. Right, that weaning process. So therefore, at that point in time, while he is still a babe, like Hebrews chapter 5, verses 12 to 14 is a very